This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. So I am joined in the studio by the author, John Boyne. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you so much. It's your first time at Fun Kids, I think.
It is. I'm very glad to be here.
I'm super happy you're here. You've got a brand new book out.
I do. I was a fun kid. And
good.
Still am.
When you're on brand, that is excellent for me. Your new book is called My Brother's Name is Jessica. I was just saying I read it and loved it so much. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about it?
Yes. It's a novel written from the point of view of a 12-year-old boy, Sam, who idolises his older brother, always has. And at the end of the first chapter, his brother, as was, comes down the stairs and tells his family that actually he believes he's a girl. And so the novel is a study of the subject of transgender, mm-hmm. and how a family copes with that, how his sibling, his sister, adjusts to her new life, and how they all basically have to put aside their prejudices, their concerns, their all the weird things that people think at moments like this, and realise that Jessica is exactly the same person she always was, just with a new name, a new identity, but is just as loving and just as wonderful as ever.
It's a really big subject to write about. I don't think I've ever read a kid's book that has that subject in it. What made you think this was something you wanted to tackle?
Well, this is my sixth book for young people, and I always try to explore a subject that's challenging and interesting and makes young people think and about the world. And this is something that's been in the news and the culture so much. But I wondered, was there much out there for kids to read about it? And, you know, let's face it, any of us coming to a subject like this, we have questions.
Yeah.
We don't understand it. I didn't understand it when I started writing. You know, you have to find out about it, speak to people, research it. And I guess I hoped that a book like this might allow young people to ask those questions, get some answers, not feel too bad about sort of maybe sometimes saying the wrong thing or asking something insensitive that they don't mean insensitively.
Yeah.
You know, that you're actually just trying to educate yourself. But there'll be kids in schools that they have friends who are going through gender identity mm-hmm. issues, and kids who themselves are going through gender identity issues. And I wanted them to feel that actually there is a support group out there. There are allies, there are friends, there are people in the world, many people in the world, who are not judgmental, who are not bigoted, who would be there for them.
And in the book, you've got Sam, who you see all through his eyes. And it's really good because he does ask the questions that maybe the readers are asking as well.
Yeah, I thought it was important for me as the writer, the narrator as such, to take that point of view. I didn't feel it would be right for me to kind of step into the shoes of Jessica herself. And that's not an experience that I've had in my life. And I thought it makes more sense to kind of take the point of view of the person who is asking those questions, who is looking at the situation, feeling a little embarrassed by it, concerned about it, feeling annoyed at times about it because the status quo of the family home has changed. He's been bullied in school because of what his sister is going through. But he has to come to terms. He has to realise that none of that really matters. The only thing that matters is that he still loves his sister. She still loves him. She may have a new name. She may be developing a new body. But she's exactly the same person inside.
And it's a really good kind of lesson in life. It's just somebody that you love. That's all it is. That's all. And I think the really interesting thing is as well, because this is big thing is going on, but also you've got like, for him, for Sam, it's like, you know, you've got relationship. He's got a girly fantasies and he's got his mum and dad are going through this crazy political career thing.
It's not the only thing that's going on in his life. Yeah. He's at that age where, lots of things are happening. He meets his first girlfriend and everything. And so there's a lot of lightheartedness in it. There's a lot of humour in the novel. But, you know, I just think it's important that stories like this are out there where we talk about support of each other and caring for each other. We're all going to go through something in our life at some point where we're going to need our friends behind us. It may not be this subject, but there'll be something that happens to us. And we want our friends to be there for us. And that's what I think Jessica needs.
How did you research this? Because it must be such a mammoth thing to research and to try and get it right. Because it is quite confusing, I think, because it's a new world to step into.
Yeah, I spoke to a number of trans people. I have one trans friend anyway. I also spoke to their families to see, you know, what their experience of it was like, you know, their worries about their loved one and so on. And then there's a great body called Inclusive Minds here in the UK that work with children's publishers, and they appoint a sort of an ambassador for a book where it'll be somebody who has gone through that experience, and they read early drafts and talk to the author. And, you know, so I was like, things were pointed out to me that maybe were just completely factually incorrect.
Okay.
Stuff I just didn't know, say about hormones or about, you know, just the actual facts of the thing.
Yeah.
But also things that maybe I was focusing on too much that is not that important, mm-hmm. or things that I was missing that I should be talking about. So, you know, it'd be people who know this subject extremely well because they've gone through it and offer really, really helpful advice.
Is it harder to write a book like this for kids, or is it quite nice because it means you can ask any question and you just, it's quite nice and easy?
In some ways I think it's actually easier to write a book like this for children because of that very thing. Yes, you can get away with, like, kids are allowed to ask stupid questions all the time because you're trying to understand things. And Sam is a likable character. He's fun. He's silly. He's stupid half the time, you know. But he can get away with asking things that maybe if an adult was to ask them, it would be not so friendly.
I also love his auntie, by the way. She was amazing.
Yes, Aunt Rose. Yeah, she's kind of like the big sort of tree-hugging left liberal and everything, who basically just has no time for any of Sam's nonsense when it comes to this. She's just like, who cares? You know, Jason is now Jessica.
Yeah.
Deal with it. You know, big deal. Who cares?
And also Jessica goes through this amazing thing and she is fantastic. Like, just so strong.
Well, she's probably the most positive character in the book.
Yeah.
Because while the parents are, of course, you know, well, they're tied up in their own careers and sort of burying their heads in the sand. Mm-hmm. And Sam is kind of looking at it somewhat selfishly from his own point of view. From the minute that Jessica says, this is who I am, this is who I need to be in my life, she's actually very cheerful all the way through. She's, we never have a moment in the book where she is going through, where she is kind of like weeping or anything as such. She is somebody who is just saying, you know, this is going to be hard. I know it's going to be hard, mm-hmm. but this is the only way I can live.
Yeah.
So she is the kind of the strongest character in there.
Oh, I should also mention to our listeners, you also wrote The Boy in Striped Pyjamas, which is a massive book. Do you think it's like important to write these big topics for kids? Or
I do, because I think children want that. I know I wanted it when I was a kid. I wanted to be treated with respect. I wanted to be treated, that my intelligence to be recognised, you know, that I could talk about serious subjects and learn about them. You know, I mean, it's a place for just entertainment, of course, but there's also a place for like serious conversation. And I do find, you know, I've gone into many schools over the years, and unlike when I was a kid, I do find that kind of a conversation is encouraged now, just like creativity is encouraged, which wasn't so much when I was a kid. You know, the teachers will talk to kids about, in the case of Striped Pyjamas, you know, the Second World War, the Holocaust, genocide. In the case of this, transgender. They want to open up their minds. They're up for that. I trust my readers that they can, that they're able to take complex situations and make sense of them.
Now, I have got a little quickfire round of questions, as every author. No pressure, obviously.
No,
don't
I like
worry about it.
Rounds.
Okay, let's see how we go. Books or Kindles?
Books.
Books, straight away. Yeah, every author says that. Heroes or villains?
Villains.
Oh, I can see the glint in your eye. Would you prefer writing for adults or writing for children?
I have to do them both. It's just different parts of my brain. I like doing both.
Okay. Film adaptation or TV adaptation?
TV.
TV, okay. Mm. Writing or reading?
Reading.
Dublin or Norwich?
Dublin.
Hogwarts or Narnia?
Narnia.
Oh, right. Laptop or write by hand?
Laptop.
Roald Dahl or Jacqueline Wilson?
Oh, you know, I'm going to go for Jackie.
Okay, right. Novels or short stories?
Novels.
Bookshop visit or school tour?
Bookshop visit.
Do you write 9 to 5 or do you write when you fancy?
When I fancy.
When I fancy. Yeah. And finally, the big one, this is the most important one. Salt and vinegar or cheese and onion?
Cheese and onion.
Oh, no! That's the only one I will disagree with you on. Salt and vinegar every time.
Well, actually, prawn cocktail, but anyway.
Oh, prawn, the hidden third option, prawn cocktail. We've got some outside in the studio. We'll give you some later on. So, John, we should say Brother's Name is Jessica is out now, and it's got also the most fantastic cover. It's really stands out.
Yes, it's a really colourful, bright, cheerful cover.
Yes. In fact, that's one of the reasons I just picked it up outside. It was on the desk outside, and I was like, yep, this is for me. Excellent. Yeah, and then I read it and loved it.
The art designers will be happy to hear that.
Yes. Literally judging a book by its cover.
Well, yeah.
So, John, thank you so much for popping by, Fun Kids, and hopefully see you soon.
Great. Thank you. Cool.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.